the matter with you?
Quick, pack my things. I'm leaving.
Leaving? You're a slave, and the master will
surely... I'm running away from the master right now.
You can't get away. You know how strict the slave laws are. You try to run away, and you'll be caught and punished by death. Not only you, but me and the rest of your family.
I'll be killed if I remain here.
You've done something. Some evil. What?
I stole from the master.
Oh, you had better go. Oh, why? Why did you do such a foolish thing? Didn't you know that
you...
Cut
out the sermon, will you? I don't want to hear it. Just pack my extra sandals and robe and I'll get out. You'll never see me again.
I'll miss you, Onesimus.
Well, don't. I'm just a slave, a pagan slave, a thief. I'm no good. So forget me.
We can't forget you and...
Pack my things quickly or I'll be caught before I escape.
Yes, Onesimus.
What you've just heard is a part of my story for today, boys and girls.
Sounds pretty interesting to me, Uncle Dan.
Oh, it is, Aunt Sue. It's adapted from Holy Scripture, from the little book of Philemon, to be exact, and is about a little-known event in the life of Paul. I call this story...
The Runaway Slave!
Here you are, Onesimus. Your extra sandals and robe.
Goodbye.
Won't we ever see you again?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
I don't know that either. Maybe Rome.
Rome? But that's the last place you should go. It's the very seat of corruption and injustice.
That's the last place they'll look for me.
How will you get there? It's a long ways.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go by ship, as a galley slave or something.
Do be careful, Onesimus. The children and I will...
Forget me! I'm not worth tears, not even one tear.
But we love you and
Goodbye.
Onesimus, we...
Goodbye. I'll miss them more than they will me. Oh, it's cold. I can't sleep and I... Yeah, but anything is better than being a slave and getting my head chopped off. That ship looks like it's about to put out to sea. I'll go aboard and see if I can go to Rome on her. This is the life. No master with a ship. No worries, no... No worries. All I got to worry about is my head. If I'm caught and taken back to Colossae. Direction. Wonder how far it is. Well, what's the difference? I'm in no hurry. What I'll do when I get there, I don't know. Probably starve to death. Which reminds me, I'm hungry right now. Which it'll be today? Berries or fish? Berries. I guess I'll try to catch a fish if I can find a stream. It's no use, no fish today. Berries it'll have to be. So this is Rome. Metropolis of the world, capital of iniquity. The seat of Nero the heartless. Scene of debauchery and evil. And what am I doing here anyway? I'll probably end up in the arena with the lions. Well, it's too late to do anything about it now. I did rob my master, Philemon. And if I'd remained in Colossae, I'd be without my head by this time. But what am I going to do here in this big city? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay?
Move along, you! Hey, you! You, move along! No loitering here!
All right. Make me move from this damp and cold place.
Are you sure about that? Well?
Where are you?
Who are you? I can't see you.
When you stay down here as long as I have, your eyes will get used to the darkness.
You've been down here a long time?
Where else is there to go when you have no place to go like me? And you, I take it?
I'm temporarily without a home, yes.
Once you've sunk this low, there's no escape to something better. You're running away from a nagging wife, maybe?
No.
Well, there's no good reason to live this sort of life except to get away from a nagging wife, is there?
I'm running away from the executioner's blade.
Oh, the long hand of the law reaches for you, eh? You're guilty of murder, perhaps? No, extortion. No? Maybe you said some uncomplimentary things about our emperor, the great Nero, huh? Murderer, liar, thief, deserter? What's the difference? Welcome to the abode of the wretched and the wicked, the wronged and the forgotten.
I'm a runaway slave.
Uh-huh. Crime worse than murder.
I stole from my master.
You'll pay the penalty if you're caught.
That's why I'm here. By the way, where am I anyway?
Does it make any difference whether tomb or cellar, cavern or sewer? It's a haven of refuge to the likes of us. Smell it all, yeah?
Yes. Brightness.
After that dark hole, anything would be bright.
Is it safe to come out in broad daylight?
Why not? No one's going to pay any attention to us. We do have to forage for food or starve. And I don't like to starve.
Where do you find food, anyway?
Here and there. Sometimes I don't find any. Then again, I find a garden. I'm guarded.
Sounds terrible. Horrible. Shocking.
Perhaps you'd rather be back home facing the executioner.
No. No, I'm not complaining.
Shh. Now, look around you. Every direction. You see anybody?
No.
But keep looking. And let me know the instant you do see anyone.
I can find... What are you doing?
I'm looking for food.
In the garbage?
You know a better place to find food? It's better than being without a head, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Almost anything is better than this.
For a thief, a runaway slave, eh?
I know. Still, there must be some way out of this degrading life.
With Nero on the Roman throne, the rich in power, the poor man doesn't have a chance, not a chance.
I'm still not convinced.
Well, my friend, when you discover a way for the likes of you and me to live decent, to live open without fear of the Roman authorities and slave owners, you let me know. I'll be all for it. But there isn't any such way. It hadn't been invented yet. You have a wafer? A whole wafer?
Yes, several of them. See? Huh? I mean, feel it. Here.
Ooh.
Eat it. Go on, eat it.
Oh, no, no. It's yours. You found it.
I've already had several. Eat it. I want you to.
Hey, where'd you find this? These wafers in the bake shop?
I found them behind the large house over near the royal prison.
Near the royal prison? But you shouldn't have gone there.
Why not?
That end of town is dangerous. It's patrolled constant by the royal palace guards.
I didn't see any guards. Here, have another wafer.
You got more?
Sure, several. Here.
Good. How much farther?
What are you whispering for?
Well, I'm scared to death.
Scared?
Yeah, you bet I am. That's the royal prison right there. And over there's Nero's palace. Scared. I'm getting out of here before the whole world falls down around my ears.
Well, don't you want to take something to eat home with you?
Is this the place where you found those wafers?
Yep, right here.
Oh.
See? Food.
But it's a trap. That's what it is. No one in his right mind would throw away all that food.
This is the way the other half lives.
I still say it's a trap.
What kind of trap could it possibly be?
Well, I don't know. But something tells me to get out of here fast.
You've been a fugitive so long, you're just scared. That's all. Scared.
Scared is right. I'm going.
Here, take these with you.
Huh? Oh.
They'll taste awfully good in our subterranean retreat. Yeah. Here, take them.
All right. Against my better judgment.
Hello there.
Hey, someone's coming. Let's get out of here.
If we run now, he'll know there's something wrong.
Yeah, there is something wrong about this. I knew it all the time. And I'm going to run while I can.
Wait!
Onesimus, the runaway slave, stood still. The stranger coming nearer and nearer.
Oh, he must be a royal guard.
I'll never see Onesimus again. Wonder what it was all about, who that man was. Oh, well, Onesimus can't blame me. I warned him it was a trap. He was such a nice fella. Good company. A little bit dreamy. Always reaching for something he didn't have, poor fella. Well, he's a goner by now.
They say it's a bad sign when you start talking to yourself. What?
Why, it's you.
Of course. Did you expect someone else?
What, did that guard capture you?
He wasn't a guard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then who was he?
A fellow by the name of Tychicus.
Never heard of him.
Of course not. He's a servant to a Roman prisoner named Paul.
A slave like you?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. This Tychicus serves willingly and freely, not because he has to, but because he wants to.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Not really.
I still say it's some sort of trap.
I doubt it. Anyway, I'm going there again tomorrow and meet the Roman fellow Tychicus serves.
A Roman? If he finds out you're a runaway slave, he'll have you arrested and sent back to your master.
Oh, it's no use trying to dissuade me. My curiosity is aroused, and I am going back there tomorrow.
I'm sorry, but Tychicus couldn't be here to greet you.
Oh, well, that's all right, sir. I'll come back again another day.
No, stay now. Sit down.
Oh, why, thank you, sir, but I'd better go.
Don't be frightened of these guards. They're harmless.
Nero's royal guards harmless?
These are. Their specific and only duty is to guard me.
But you're chained to them, sir.
They have their orders. Won't you stay? Sit down. I'd like to chat with you.
All right, sir.
Your name is Onesimus, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Tychicus told me that you were... You live in some sort of cave.
Oh, it's not too bad, sir.
You're a runaway slave?
Did Tychicus tell you that?
Oh, no, I'm just guessing. And you needn't tell me if you don't wish to. I am merely trying to discover a way to help you.
You? Help me? You're a prisoner. How can you help me?
Well, these bonds, these chains, they merely keep me from physical activity. And my companions, my assistants, are free to go and come as they wish. Tychicus, you know him. He's one of them. Then there's Timothy, a wonderful young man. And Mark, Luke, Aristarchus, and Epaphras. Oh, yes, and Demas.
What kind of a prisoner are you, anyway? You're not actually in prison. You have this house to live in, servants, assistants... Yet you are securely chained to guards.
I don't blame you for being puzzled. Yet I am truly a prisoner of Rome, as truly as if I were in prison. Soon now I will be tried by Nero himself.
You don't look like a criminal.
I don't think I am.
You won't get a fair trial.
You're probably right.
From what I hear, Nero doesn't know what the word justice even means. Why, he had to murder his young stepbrother to become ruler. And then he murdered his own mother, and then his wife. Why, he even... Oh, I know you must already know all these things.
But Nero is ruler of Rome, of the world. We must honor and respect the position, if not the man.
A more despotic ruler can't be imagined. And your life is in his hands. I feel sorry for you, sir. You need help, not me. Pardon me, sir, but... What crimes are you charged with?
Oh, several. And they're all outgrowths of my belief in Jesus of Nazareth.
You're...
You're a Christian?
And proud of it?
So was my master.
Your master was? Oh, he's no longer your master? He died?
No, sir. I ran away. I wronged my master. I stole from him and had to escape. I suppose you'll turn me in.
Should I?
It might help your cause when you come to trial.
But it would hardly help your cause.
No, sir.
Then I won't. I want to help you.
You can't help me, sir. I'm a slave, a runaway slave. When I'm caught, I'll be beheaded. In the meantime, I'm a derelict. I live in filth. I eat garbage. I'm beyond help.
You're just the kind that can be helped. You admit your faults. You admit wronging your master. You admit you need help. There is hope for you.
I have a suspicion that you're talking about religious matters. Well, sir, I don't want that kind of help. There is no hope for me.
You know, Onesimus, I once talked that same way, but I was wrong.
But there is a difference, my dear sir. You merely talked. I stole. I ran away. I am evil. I am what I am. I can't be changed.
You think you're evil? Beyond changing? Beyond help? Oh, listen to this. I was responsible for persecuting the Christians. I had Stephen stoned. I am a murderer. Yet I changed. Jesus changed me. And he will change you.
You're the one who had Stephen stoned?
You know about that?
I have heard my master, Philemon, talk of it many times.
Philemon? Philemon in Colossae?
Yes, sir.
I know him. He's a personal friend and co-worker.
Yes, sir.
Well, perhaps I can help you. Philemon is an old friend.
Please, sir, don't reveal my whereabouts to Master Philemon. He'll send for me, punish me by beheading. And he... Well, I guess I'd better go now, sir. Thank you for your hospitality.
Aristarchus, please give our friend Onesimus some cakes and fish. We must help to relieve his hunger and wretchedness before we can hope to brighten his darkened soul by the light of truth.
Mm, that's good fish. Don't you say that Roman prisoner gave them to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't it cost you nothing?
Not a shilling.
There's a catch to it somewhere. There must be.
He's interested in my welfare.
Well, ain't no one interested in anyone's welfare, except for what they can get out of it. And that's gospel. You take it from me. You go in there again?
There's something about that man that fascinated me. I can't help it. I've just got to go again and hear him talk.
And so, my dear Onesimus, that is the story of my life and how I changed from a persecutor to a follower of Jesus.
You actually saw Jesus?
On the flats just outside of Damascus.
But he was dead. You said so yourself.
He had died, yes. But the third day, he was resurrected.
Really? Resurrected? His body? Everything?
I saw the nail prints in his hands.
Then he is God.
Yes, Jesus is of the Godhead. He created all things. He sustains all things. He is all-powerful, even to changing you, as he changed me, if you will only let him.
Not me.
Why not you?
I am not worthy. I am evil, beyond help, even from God.
You want to be changed?
No. Anyway, I don't know how to go about being changed by your Jesus.
Confess your sins. Yield yourself to Jesus and be baptized. It's that simple.
I've already confessed.
You've admitted your sins. That's not confessing.
I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
I'm a Christian.
It's the only true religion.
Who says so?
I'm convinced of it.
That Paul, the prisoner, the Roman, did he convince you?
I wish you'd go with me and meet him. You'd like him.
Not me.
He has supplied us, that includes you, with food and clothing.
Ah, but why?
for some personal motive. You can be sure of that.
Well, I probably won't be seeing you then. I'm going to stay with Paul. Help him. Take care of him.
So that's it. At last, the truth comes out. He wants you as a slave. That's his motive for all this.
Welcome, Brother Onesimus, to the Church of Jesus Christ. May he keep you ever faithful and true to him.
Here you are, sir.
What's this?
Your dinner, sir.
But where's Epaphras? He usually serves me.
I'll serve you myself from now on, sir. And you'd better eat this before it gets too cold.
All right, Onesimus.
Better wrap this around you, sir. It's getting cool.
You're a good man, Onesimus.
I'm interested in your comfort, sir.
Yes, so I notice. And your zeal in promoting the gospel work is exceeded by no one.
The wrap, sir?
Yes.
Onesimus endeared himself to Paul by his piety and sincerity. Paul saw in him traits of character that would render him a useful helper in missionary labor.
You know, Onesimus, I think it's time you made plans for the future.
I'm happy here, sir.
The missionary gospel work needs you, Onesimus. And I, may I give you some counsel, Onesimus?
Of course, sir.
I'd like to use you as one of the church leaders, but not until you've made things right with Philemon. I urge you, go to Philemon at once and beg his forgiveness.
I'm going to do that very thing, sir. As soon as I've saved enough money to pay him for what I stole from him.
I have some money. I'll be responsible for what you owe him.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Not another word. It's settled. You will go to Philemon right away and make things right?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm preparing letters for Tychicus to deliver to churches in Asia Minor. I'll send you with him as far as Colossae.
I'll do it, sir, but it's not easy to deliver myself up to Master Philemon.
It was a severe test for Onesimus to go to Philemon, but he was truly converted, and he did not turn aside from this duty.
I'll write Philemon a letter, Onesimus, for you to take to him.
Paul began the letter with his usual tact and kindness.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers.
Paul in this letter pleaded with Philemon.
As Paul the ambassador, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and me, since he is a converted man. He will be profitable to thee and also to me.
Paul continues his letter to Philemon.
I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. Receive him not as a servant, but as a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more to you.
Paul expressed a desire to retain Onesimus as one of his gospel helpers.
But without your permission, Philemon, I would do nothing. Now therefore, Philemon, if you count me as a partner, receive Onesimus even as you would receive me. And if Onesimus owes you aught, put it on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Having confidence in you, Brother Philemon, I know that you will do even more than I suggest. My fellow workers and myself salute thee. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
And thus it was that the runaway slave became a mighty worker in the army of the early Christian church, bringing many souls to the knowledge and the love of Jesus of Nazareth.